Now, finding your life partner has to be one of the most momentous times in someone's life. Dumi and Zipo surprised the whole nation 2 weeks ago when they promised each other forever at their gorgeous wedding. Their lavish ceremony is one of the most romantic gestures we've seen in a very, very long time. And I think it had every woman wishing that they were the bride. So we want to know from you, what relationship advice would you like to ask the newlyweds? Head over to our social media pages and don't forget to use the hashtag #AfternoonExpress on your comments. Now let's have a look at a beautiful moment when Dumi sang a song he composed for his wife at the wedding.
Wow.
Yes. I always cry at weddings. Thanks for the invite, guys. So congratulations.
Thank you so much.
You looked incredible.
Oh, thank you very much.
What a bride. How did you guys meet?
Was it love at first sight?
Not really.
We met, I think we were eight. Church.
Yeah.
Because her dad is my bishop.
Yes.
And so I think the first conference that we were in together, that's when we met, and we used to play outside together with the other kids while church was going on. And so we've known each other ever since, and we became friends.
Yeah. And how long did you date for before you popped the big question?
We're in courtship, brother.
Yes.
Not dating. Since late last year.
Okay.
Yeah.
Nice. Then how did he propose?
So what was nice was that it was quite a private, there was nobody there. Not much. He was just somewhere. And then I don't know if you know Lobola, but I knew that he was going to come at home for Lobola.
I know that I want a lot of cows. My Lobola is going to be very pricey.
So I knew that he was going to Lobola, but he surprised me by proposing about a week before he went for Lobola. And then he just, it was just the two of us. And he just went down on one knee and he proposed.
Oh, I
was
really
shocked.
Thank
you he went down on
one knee. For being romantic. Now tell me about the wedding. It looked so lavish, so stunning.
Yeah. It was the best day of my life. And I actually always thought I'd just have a very small wedding, very, very small, with no one there. But I was like, you know what, let's just go all out. We didn't invite a lot of people, but it was just really, really a fairy tale. And then 2 days later, we had our traditional kind of women beso on the Saturday, which was also just a dream come true.
All of your dresses were just outstanding.
Oh, thank you so much. We had the time of our lives. Whilst he was working, I was planning.
Yeah.
But it was great. It was really great. And the journey towards our wedding, I think I enjoyed that more than anything.
Yeah.
You know, that was really, really nice. Just kind of, you know, it was quite private. We expected people to it wasn't a secret. And I think people think we were trying to make it a secret. No.
Well, because you got married on a Thursday. Why did you choose during the week?
I think for me, it's something that I've always wanted.
Yeah.
And also my wedding, I wanted my wedding to be just my family.
Yeah.
And
we had to
bring on pastors as well from our church.
Yeah.
And a few dignitaries of people that we know.
Yeah.
But we just wanted it to be family.
Yeah.
We both wanted it to be during the week. And then on the weekend, we did the membeso part, which is the traditional one. And it was, for us, it was just amazing. Perfect. Everything that we wanted.
Yeah. And then what was the controversy surrounding it?
So the controversy was that there were some ladies.
I heard there was a bit of scandal.
There were ladies.
I need to know. I need you to tell me the full story now.
So there was a lady who actually went on into a newspaper and said that I had promised to marry her.
Yeah.
And I left on Thursday morning saying that I'm going to shoot a music video.
Yeah.
Only to find
out. Did you know this lady?
Okay. Apparently it's Amanda something Bengu.
Yeah,
I'm related with Bengu people. I don't know who she is.
Yeah.
She says that she sent the media people a WhatsApp conversation.
Yeah.
I do not have WhatsApp. I haven't had WhatsApp since 2014.
Yeah.
For my privacy reasons. Also, you know, the whole thing around it saying that I was hiding the whole thing.
Yeah.
I planned the wedding
because,
with
Zito
on a daily
woman,
basis.
So why would somebody say that you were actually going to marry her and then married her? I mean, wow.
That's the thing. So they went and wrote that article. But it's been something that people were talking about, and I've been asking people, think about it.
Yeah.
Plan a marriage.
Did she not have any proof or anything?
No.
We don't know who she is.
Yeah.
I've been asking people to actually ask her to come out. I had a meeting with the newspaper.
Yeah.
I asked them, okay, if you guys think this is true, please ask her to meet me at your offices.
Yeah.
And then you can write a story from that.
Sure.
So they called whatever number they called, and they said she refused to come.
Okay.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm sorry that that happened to
you.
Yeah.
I hope it hasn't put a little bit of a flat feeling
honestly,
on such a special time for you.
It was hurtful.
Yeah.
Because I wanted her to enjoy like every moment of the wedding, and for myself as well. But it wasn't as much as I think for me. It was heartbreaking because the article came in on a Sunday after the traditional wedding.
Yeah.
For me, it was like, oh,
no,
why?
That will cut you.
But we thank the
and
Lord.
And I think it's so sad where, you know, when you're in a position where you've got so many blessings and you feel you're filled with so much love in your life that people don't want to see you happy. So I really hope that you can overcome it and just push through.
We have.
Really just
we
let your love shine and build you
and
even more.
We just want to thank people for supporting us and standing with us in prayer.
Yeah.
And, you know, just some people not believing everything that they see in the newspapers. We thank them and we appreciate the love and everything they do.
Your
for
life
us.
Becomes what you choose to see, and always choose to see the beauty in life. Ignore the darkness and ignore the negativity. Because South Africa loves you, and you can just tell by all of the social media that's been coming in. How many comments are there, Pali? Loads, I'm sure.
Loads. Social media is blowing up, but it's love and light all the way on Afternoon Express. So we've asked you on socials, what relationship advice would you ask the newlyweds? And we've got Ukomola Jacob, and they asked, what made them believe that they were ready to spend the rest of their lives together?
Yeah, that's a very good question,
right? So I think more than anything, we really rely on prayer.
Yeah.
We prayed about it. He came to me and he was like, because we'd known each other forever.
Yeah.
We've been friends. And he came to me and he was like, listen, I've known you now, and I know you, and I've tried to be with you, but I feel like now I'm ready. So I went and I prayed about it, and really I just, you know, seeked counsel from God.
Yeah.
And that's really how I knew. I love him, and
And when I was 16, I told my parents, when they asked me who do I want to marry, I said her. So it was a blessing in disguise.
I've been telling my mom since I was 16 that I want to marry Leonardo DiCaprio. So let's keep praying.
Good luck
to that.
Good luck to that.